Let us move into a short meditation. And so I invite you to close your eyes and completely relax your body. Tune in to the energy of your heart and just give thanks and gratitude that even when we are sleeping, this beautiful, precious heart of ours keeps on beating. It is always beating and giving us life, whether we are consciously aware of it or not. And just like the love of spirit in the background, that love from Kryon, from spirit, from the guides, from the angels, is always in the background for us, whether we are consciously aware of it or not. That love connection never goes away. It is forever. And so with that deep gratitude, that deep appreciation for the love connection that is always there 24/7, let us invite Kryon to come forward with a message for us.
Where do souls go when they die? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. What a question, indeed. This is the last channeling of the month. And this is the last in the series of the Great Mysteries Within. We have been telling you all month long, dear ones, that what is inside the human being is astonishing. You don't give any credit past what you see. And yet inside you, it's not just mastery. It's control over consciousness, over physics, over so much. You have no idea. And it is a mystery. Now, not always will this be mysterious to you, but for now, it is. And we've saved the best to last. The question, yet again, where do souls go when they die? Now, I want you to get ready for a teaching that is not necessarily well understood. We have told you many times, and we continue to tell you, that what you feel is reality is only a piece and a portion of what actually is there. It's like the tip of the iceberg, you might say. And you look at the iceberg and you say, that's all there is, that's all I can see, therefore there is nothing more. And yet you know better. In the real world, your world, the iceberg has most of its content, of its physicalness, of its mass, where you cannot see it. And it hides so completely. The human being, as you walk around this planet, is similar. Where do souls go when they die? If I ask you to define the word where, it would be fairly easy because you are in a real tactile world that has places, and you can say, I'm going there and there, and there's A and there's B, and none of that applies with me or on the other side of the veil or with spirit or what you call God. Here is a confusing statement. There is no such thing as where with God. And the reason is because it's everywhere. God permeates every molecule on this planet, whether it's a tree or a rock or the human being's DNA. And so when you say where, you are looking for a place. Well, on the other side of the veil. That is the most acceptable answer. On the other side of the veil. That's where souls go. And then the complexity always starts when I tell you there is no such thing as a singular soul. Now, that's another channel we have given. But I want to return to one of the biggest mysteries of all. Where do souls go when they die? Dear one, the message today, filled with love, realization, mastery, and a mystery revealed. And there are those of you who are going to say, I don't believe it. I'm not sure you're right. I've heard differently. Of course you have. Because the truth is this. Number one, you've heard this before. They never leave. Hard to go somewhere, isn't it? When you never leave. And yet, to you, death is permanent. And you might say, that life that had the spark that I loved so much, and this loved one, perhaps, who has passed, is gone. So, of course, they're not here. What if I told you that the consciousness, the soul element, is still here? And the only thing that happened was they moved out of the vehicle that you call the human body. What really defines a human being? To me, to spirit, that which you call God. What really defines it is what you have called loosely consciousness. I will redefine it. It's the vehicle. It's the Merkaba, some of you have defined as that which you rest in or travel in or move in. None of those words actually apply either. What if I told you that you go from a linear consciousness walking around in a human body to suddenly becoming everywhere? That you don't go anywhere. That the consciousness of your loved one who has departed the human body goes into everywhere. Now, this is disturbing for so many of you, and you would say, I don't understand that at all. So you're telling me that my departed souls, the ones of my loved ones, don't go anywhere, they go everywhere? Yes, that's correct. And then you would say, that makes no sense to me, Cryon. And I will tell you this, there are many things that make no sense to you, dear ones, because you're not able to understand, not yet, the attributes of a multidimensional reality that is God, that is spirit. And we have said this so many times to you. You sit in a linear form of reality, not understanding there is so much more. You stand on the iceberg claiming that's all there is. And below you, there's everything else. The mystery is this. Your loved ones are still with you. Now, they have the option, as the soul that they are, the consciousness that they are, at the energy level of spirit, that they are when they're gone, they have the option to be what I would say present or not in so many ways to you. Picture this. If you're everywhere at the same place, you might select to be more evident in a certain area or place in 3D than another area or place. So, you're everywhere, and you say, I think that I will make myself a little more known right here, or right here. Where are you going with this, Cryon? I want to tell you the biggest mystery solved right now for you, your loved ones, the consciousness of those you've loved and lost, are inside you. They are part of that which you call your soul. Now here's where we will call soul sharing will raise its head yet again. The most misunderstood thing that I've ever given you. Because it's not in your reality. You can't have two things in one place. Not in your reality. But in a multidimensional reality, it happens constantly. That is the way of it. Again, we say to you, when you were a child and heard that God could listen to a billion prayers all at once, did you question it? A child would say, well, how is that possible? And then you'd understand, well, that's magic. No, it isn't magic, dear ones. It's the reality of multidimensionality, where there is no time, where there is no place, and where God sits in front of you listening to every word, every prayer, every time, and gives back to you a message of love and compassion. Your loved ones are still here. Now, why don't they show themselves? Why don't they talk to you? Dear ones, it's another world, this multidimensionality. They may be with you, but they don't speak your language anymore. They don't appear in front of you as humans anymore. But they have so many other ways they can connect to you. Mediums know this, those who are responsible for doing what you cannot, because you will not allow it, can actually get messages from them. And you might say, well, why is it a medium can get the messages and I can't? And the answer is, because you don't allow it. You don't even really believe it. That is starting to shift and change. And as the enlightenment factor of this planet starts to increase, as mastery starts to reveal itself in humanity, there are many who are starting to feel, perhaps even hear, those who have departed. And what does that normally do to human beings? Well, it says, well, there are ghosts around. And when you see that, then you're afraid, because that has been your training and your programming. Haunting, scary thing. What if all of this was normal and it wasn't haunting at all? When's the last time you said, dear, if you're there, speaking to your loved ones, if you're inside me, if you're everywhere, how about a hug right now? Do you have a message for me? If you start asking and intending to connect with that which is inside you, of the consciousness of a departed one, you're going to start the process. And it won't be long before you realize they're still with you. I'm going to tell you something that there is an esoteric agreement. I want you to listen to this. We have given this to you so many times. And yet I want to tell you so many times more. You have an agreement with those you love on the earth. It's called soul sharing. It's a love agreement that when you pass, you will be with them until their last breath. At some level, you'll be there as a guide, not as the same loving human being, but much more. In a form of mastery, to continue to love them. But now it starts to change because of the prophecies I've given you. And here's the change I want to tell you about. They are more available than ever. More available than ever. It's time to return to that which many of the indigenous on this planet believed so strongly that it was their reality, that their ancestors were always with them, guided them from place to place. They could talk to them. They could hear them in the wind. And there are those who could interpret them. This has been the belief systems of the ancients for a very long time. You've completely lost it. Now, as you rekindle that, the answer to where do the souls go when they die? The answer is inside you. The mystery is solved. It is not a mystery any longer. Inside you, that which is the energy within the human being is stellar. It is magnificent. It goes way beyond the physical. Even that which you say is consciousness, it's amazing. It's splendorous. What that is contained in the human body, it's your soul. There are so many pieces and parts of you that are not even yet taught. We say again, you don't know yet what is there. So it's out of sight and out of mind until it is then real. And one of the things that is starting to be real, and I invite you, is to contact those who are still here and within. Where do they go? They stay with you. Because they are consciousness and you are consciousness, their souls are part of your souls, and it only makes sense that there is now a combination of them and you within you. How does that make you feel? They're not gone. They're not gone. What a magnificent thing, this human body you have. And it is getting more magnificent all the time. I am crying in love with humanity. And so it is.